8:39, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, this is Public Health Week here, this first week of April. And Knox County Health Department, an entity you may not know a lot about it. Maybe you do. There's probably more services being offered there than you might think. Joining us to talk more about it and Public Health Week is the Public Health Administrator at Knox County Health Department, first off, Michelle Gabriel. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Also, the Director of Wellness and Health Promotion, Erin Olson. Erin, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's first off, Michelle, let's talk about Public Health Week and why this is a thing even.
Well, it's National Public Health Week is April 1st through the 7th. And, you know, everybody deserves to be healthy and live a healthy lifestyle in a healthy environment and have a safe existence. And to make that possible, we need to address those root causes of health and what allows people to be healthy and live healthy lives. And, you know, we need to determine it right here where we live, where we play, where we work, where we go to church, where we associate with our friends. And in order to do that, we need to pay attention to certain things we do and how we live. So all these things affect us, and they can determine our health and our life expectancy. So Public Health Week is about paying attention to those items. So while we do it to celebrate public health and we use it to recognize our staff and thank them, it's truly about drawing attention to public health and what it really does and what we can all do to make our lives healthier.
Yeah, and I guess that's a big thing, as you said, Erin, that bringing that awareness out there. And a lot of that has to do with services that are available that people may or may not know about.
Yeah, we have a lot of services. Some of, you know, our core public health services would be our communicable disease, immunizations, getting tested for, you know, diseases. That's what core public health has been since the beginning, you know, from our water to you used to see or hear about, you know, smallpox, measles, mumps, all of those things. With, you know, and then immunizations coming to forefront and helping us, you know, kind of eradicate some of that stuff, to working with wells and septics in our environmental health division, where we inspect food restaurants, you know, help digging new wells, putting in new septics, testing well water, to some other things within our building that a lot of people might not realize is working with the Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program, to the Women, Infant, and Children Program, also known as WIC. That has been around for a very long time, which isn't a core public health function, but a lot of people think it is. But the biggest thing is keeping our people healthy and safe within our community. And just a lot of people, I would say with the wells and the septics, that's a big thing. A lot of town folks, you know, you live in the city, you don't think about that. You know, you have a water plant, you have all of that. But when you live in the country, you dig your wells, you need to watch your septic tanks, you know, making sure, you know, knowing when our environmental health inspectors go out and they go out there, you know, you don't want your well at the bottom of the hill from your septic, you know.
Right.
So it's simple, silly stuff, but it's something that when you're getting ready, if you don't have a licensed contractor putting that stuff in, you have to think about that stuff when you're out.
Well, something like that, if you're digging a new one, assuming you have to get permits and that type of thing, so you guys are informed and the inspector will get out there.
Yes, they will come out there. Okay. They will measure. They will look. And that's when people are building, you know, out in any area, you know, they will get out there and they'll look at those wells, where those septics are, those homes, the new restaurants that are built in town, anything of that nature that we would inspect. They'll look at the plans and they will go through those to make sure everything is health, you know, it's the way it should be, and it's safety and health across the board.
There's a whole web of partnerships out there that work with us to do that. And I think we've been in existence long enough now that they work well with us, and they know we're here to help and here to give encouragement and advice more so than to be punitive with them.
One of the great things I think about our Knox County Health Department and the services that are offered, there's a lot of stuff here that not every county has, a lot of services it seems like that we have here that you're not going to find in every single county.
I would agree. We have our LIHEAP is something that is in our health department here in Knox County. It's not in every county's health department. Other counties have that. You know, we have we have our emergency preparedness in our health department. We have dental. You know, dental is not a core public health thing, but dental has been around in our health department for since, I mean, for a long time.
Well, and a lot of public health or part of public health is assessment and assuring that things are available in the community. So while our community may need dental health, another community may have adequate access through private dentists. So their health department may not provide dental services. So chances are if we provide something, it's because we've been asked to, or there's a lack of access in the community. So that's one of the very important things about public health. A lot of people will say, if you've seen one health department, you've seen one health department. I don't always like that statement, but I agree with it because we are truly here to do what the community needs us to do in addition to our core services. So.
Michelle Gabriel is a public health administrator in Knox County Health Department. Aaron Olson, director of wellness and health promotion at the Knox County Health Department, joining us here this morning. National Public Health Week going on this week, bringing awareness not only to the health department and services, but just health in general. And celebrating your employees, you know, when you're out in that area, sometimes I walk at the old track of the high school and see all the cars there. You guys are really, really busy. But you also have, how many employees do you have, though?
Fully staffed, we're at 65.
Wow.
If we're fully staffed, we're missing a few. So we've grown a lot over the years, and we're running out of parking space.
We are. We have a lot of staff cars in there, but the nice thing is. The community in our county knows who we are, and they are utilizing our services, you know. So we do have a full parking lot of people coming in and out. And that's the one thing I tell a lot of people when I'm out educating. We may have anything from immunizations to environmental health to STD testing, but you can come in to your county health department for any of those services, and you can just come in and out the doors, and nobody's going to know necessarily, you know, why you're there. So that's why there's, you know, walking in and utilizing us, you know, because we are there for you to help you to get those screenings and to utilize those services, because if we don't have them utilized, they won't be there. And we're going 26 years strong, and we want that to stay.
And truly, a county health department, I mean, people think, well, it's in Galesburg, it's for Galesburg people. That's not, it says Knox County right on it. So do you get a lot of people from the county that also utilize the service?
Yeah, we do. Some of our services are limited to in-county because of the way the programs are set up, but many of them we provide services to individuals outside of the county as well. So it just depends on the program. But if we certainly can't provide that service, we find them somewhere where they can.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about National Public Health Week that we need to know about?
I'd really like to thank my staff. Publicly, just we have a really great group of individuals that work for us and serve our county. They don't get a lot of thanks. They do a lot of good work from, you know, the front desk all the way back. And I just like to recognize them and let them know that, you know, the county know that they do a lot of work for you, and they deserve appreciation.
Yeah, and I know we really appreciate it. And like I said, the people are taking advantage. Like I said, you see the parking lot.
They are.
Is that a point of contention? Because really, is there any place even to expand parking? There's not really much room.
We got a little room. We got a little room, yeah.
Okay, not much. Not much. There's a little, though.
The people that designed the building were smart, so we're working on it.
We got some room back there to go. And thanking our thanking our past and present board members who we have also is a big thing. You know, they're instrumental, you know, coming in monthly and other days, you know, all throughout the month, going through and working with us on top of their other jobs, you know, to come in and sit on our board and to provide and allow us to provide such great services within our county.
I was going to say, from the board standpoint, what kind of service do they provide? What decisions do they help make?
The board provides oversight, so they don't meddle or don't get involved in day-to-day. Meddle's a bad word, I guess. but they truly are there to help us review data, make sure we're providing services that the community needs and wants, to help us make decisions about what programs to provide if need be, if cuts need to be made. So generally, they're just there for oversight to make sure we're doing what's best for the community.
So you would be in charge of meddling.
I meddle, yes. Ask anybody. I'm Chief Meddler.
Chief Meddler. Michelle Gabriel, the Public Health Administrator, Knox County Health Department, joining us here this morning. Also, Aaron Olson, the Director of Wellness and Health Promotion at the Knox County Health Department, joining us. National Public Health Week going on this week. What are some big issues out there right now? Of course, we're coming out of like cold and flu season. What are some of the other big issues going on right now as far as public health?
You know, the Public Health Week recognizes a different issue every day of the week. They have a specific list. So, you know, on Monday, they look at healthy communities, which we look at locally as well. There's a lot of, you know, decisions that you can make at the local level. You know, what kind of sidewalks are out there? Are immunizations available? You know, just are healthy foods available? All of those types of things. They're looking at violence prevention. You know, mental health and substance abuse plays into violence prevention. Are those services available in the community? And are we doing our best for those individuals so that they get better? They're looking at rural health, which is very near and dear to all of our hearts. It always comes up when we talk about access to care because there's special challenges to living in a rural community, although we all love it. You may not be able to recruit the type of providers and the number of providers, either healthcare or dental care, that are out there. They're also looking at climate change and global health, which may seem, you know, a little large for this type of area. But when you look at how small the world truly is getting, you see more disease. It's easier to spread disease. It's easier for things to travel across the country. With climate changes, you know, you have more mosquitoes or more standing water or things like that. So it's all about prevention. We always are. And I truly, truly feel that if we could do more with public health and prevention, we could be a healthier community.
You mean we shouldn't listen to a former Playboy model who says, don't get your kids immunized because it causes autism? That's not official.
No. You know, and that's one of the things they mentioned in global health is immunizations. Because when you look at something like the measles, where the death rate has dramatically decreased since 2000, and we're still seeing countries struggling with it. And it is preventable. So and we see, you know, resurgences around Illinois. So it's truly an ongoing education and helping people understand why it's still important, because it's easy to get, you know, complacent.
Are there things, Aaron, locally that have become a big issue? Obviously, as Michelle mentioned, the mental health and the especially the substance abuse. Is that one of the bigger ones right now? Or
that's one of the bigger things. And in our community health improvement plan for the started in 16 and goes through 21, that was one of the things, you know, access to care in general and behavioral health. And I think across the board as a county, there's, you know, very good coalitions and groups that are working together to address getting people more access to, whether it be your behavioral health or your, you know, your medical health, because they all go hand in hand. Every single one of them. You can't have one without having the other. And these groups are doing a really good job of, you know, between everybody's improvement plans, at looking at those and seeing where are our gaps. You know, did we get siloed somewhere? Where are the gaps and where do we need to move to? And working together as not just Knox County, but some of these groups, you know, bringing in other counties, because we're so close with each other, and working on having that, you know, behavioral health, you know, access curbed a little bit, you know. And we're up to 4, you know, people in our building working on that. So that's a big thing. But I think that's something that we'll probably look forward and probably see again in our improvement plan, maybe moving forward. But, you know, for the last couple of years and couple of years forward, that's something that we're definitely continuing to work on, is this access to care.
Yeah.
And that can include the immunizations and getting people in, you know, where can they go to, you know, getting them into the dentist, getting them any sort of care, whether it be WIC, you know, you're in a food desert, you know, do you need to get on WIC to get your family food? Do you need to get into LIHEAP to get your family heat? We have all of those things that we can curb to help those different broader public health issues that are out there.
Yeah, and truly, one of the hardest things we deal with is getting that word out there. And and you would think that by now everybody would know about us. Everybody would know what we do, but they don't. They truly don't. And word of mouth tends to be the best. Social media is, of course, the new thing. Well, it's not really new, but it's it's becoming, you know, the predominant way that we spread the, you know, message and word of what we do. So it's a different world out there.
National Public Health Week going on this week. Knox County Health Department, Michelle Gabriel, Aaron Olson joining us here this morning. And we're kind of coming off. Are we past the cold and flu season, the worst of it? I'm kind of coming off a cold right now. I'm just getting over it. Are we kind of getting past that finally?
Yeah, my house is a little infected too. there seems to be a broad range of stuff going around. I know they were doing quite a bit of testing for influenza mm-hmm. A here mm-hmm. recently. Our healthcare providers have
that seemed
been
to be
really
the big
good.
One this year, wasn't it? The
yeah.
influenza
yeah.
A.
If yeah. If you heard stuff, that's what you were hearing
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we should be coming out of it. It's kind of late actually for us. It's usually January, February we see a peak, but so it is a little late this year. But the healthcare providers took care of everybody this year. They were monitoring and testing and mm-hmm. watching.
Yeah, it seemed like, I mean, hearing different classrooms that some of them had tons of kids out at one time. And I guess with the influenza A, it's just something that one just hung on longer. Is that was kind of the problem with that one?
Yeah, and well, they ask you, you know, if you're diagnosed with influenza A, they like you to stay out for a week, which is very difficult for a lot yeah. of people. It's difficult for parents to have kids out for a week. It's difficult to miss work for a week. So everybody does the best they can, but really that's the only way to avoid spreading it is just mm-hmm. to stay away from people.
Especially hard when you've been out for however many weeks they were out with the bad weather.
Exactly.
And then get them all back together at once and start spreading it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're all recovering from the winter.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. We all are.
Michelle Gabriel, Public Health Administrator, Knox County Health Department. Aaron Olson is the Director of Wellness and Health Promotion, Knox County Health Department. Anything else we need to know about during this National Public Health Week?
No, just come on out and see us. You know, we're your county health department. Stop out and see us. Let us show you around our building. Come in and meet some of our staff or just come in to talk to one of us about what we offer, you know, and what we can offer to your community if you would like us to come in there because we've got a lot of stuff going on in there.
I got some great tour guides.
There you go.
They'll show you around.
All right. Michelle, Aaron, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.